Oh, this what we doing here? Another one. I might have to put on my jewelry for this one.
Rave talk, oh, we're talking that rave talk. Safe talk, here we go, talking that safe talk.
Major key alert.
Oh, we good now.
Major bag alert.
DJ Khaled.
I got the keys.
Major bag alert. I don't have any bags. I go to the bank and ask them for money. So, but it's all good because we winning though.
I need you to cash this check.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, one day I'm going to have me a bag or two, pop a couple bands, you know what I'm saying? Make it rain in my living room and pick it right back up because I'm living this life.
You buying that asparagus just to get those bands, bro?
Say that money, bro. You know what I'm talking about, man. My name is John Parker, C. John Roar on the internet. This is Don't Do That, Bro.
Hey, what's up? I'm Dan Duncan. We are your live caddies. For hire, We don't get paid.
And we don't get paid, man. This is free game that we giving, man. You know what I'm saying? This is from the heart. What Kendrick say? I let my soul speak. You let the meds talk. You know what I'm saying? Is that the line?
He said a lot of things I'm still digesting, bro.
Yeah, there's a lot of things to be digested.
I just wonder if he's talking about my DNA when he says, is there greatness in this DNA? I don't think he is.
I mean, listen, man, I'm trying to find that out myself. and speaking of greatness in DNA, we just jumping right in to this Who's Your Caddy? You know what I'm saying? Make a man great again.
Wait, should we tell him? We got to tell him?
I got too excited, man. You're right, my bad, bro.
Just careful.
Yes.
Y'all.
Yes.
This is Don't Do That, Bro.
Yes.
If this is your first time listening, we are here to help men win. That is what this episode is about. That's what this series is about.
Yep.
John is a trained psychiatrist. No, you can't sell drugs.
No, I don't pass out any pills, man. I'm a psychotherapist. I'm a marriage and family child therapist.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm a counselor, depending on what pedigree I'm going with.
All right, cool.
Yep.
And I'm just an idiot. But we are here to help men win, hand you a 9-iron, yep, help you avoid the sand traps of life.
Yes, sir.
And we could use your help in rating, reviewing, and sharing this podcast. There is a dude in your life who needs help winning.
Yes. He needs to keep his balls clean.
He struggles to find the fairway, if you know what we're talking about.
That's it, man. He's just out there with the wrong club, just dangling.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm talking about.
So anyway, we're about to dive in. What are we talking about today?
Man, we got a healthy show. It's a little... There's a line. There's a line to be drawn in all of these things that we talk about, right?
Shenanigans.
There's a fine common denominator, right? So we have a little, by way of introduction, in terms of the Who's Your Caddy, Making Men Great Again, we put those two together because, you know, one person had a thought and they say, you know, I like Who's Your Caddy better than Making Men Great Again. So I felt like, you know, there may be other people that feel that way, but I'm a grown man and I can do what I want to do. This is our show, so we make it work or whatever, right? But I do like the idea of having a joint committee that is making men great again by giving them Who's Your Caddy. You know what I'm saying? So if there's, you know, if we say one or the other, they're one and the same, they're married, but they do have two different, you know what I'm saying, approaches to the same thing.
Got you.
You got me? Does that make sense?
You're just self-conscious about your title.
That's it. That's the bottom line, man. I'm struggling through this thing, man, and I'm trying to make it work, right?
I got you.
Right? So which is something that we'll talk about a little later on about public accountability and how accountability works. Is there such thing as public accountability, online accountability? Does that really work, right? But in the way of introductions, again, as I was saying before, we've had a lot of conversations with people over the last week or so.
Yeah, our last episode, you should check it out, was controversial.
Yeah.
We talked a lot about how sexual harassment happens in 2017. Question mark. Yes. All the question marks.
Why is that still happening?
And some people took... offense to what we were talking about.
Yeah, and I guess it coincides with this episode before that when we talked about Pence and his comments about being alone with a woman and so on and so forth, right? So apparently there's a lot of guys out there who are in their feelings about one, women getting empowered by men being bashed, and then two, men acting as if, men being us because we're the men that we're talking about it, acting as if women don't have a part to play when it comes to sexual harassment or different things of that nature, right? Like there's some dude out there who is apparently unaware of reality and does not know that women will try to come up however they can come up. Maybe they don't watch the news. Maybe they're not familiar with basketball players, football players, baseball players, high-powered men, low-powered men. Any men that are out there that have a position that somebody else wants can be taken by another man or a woman. So the idea is you have to be safe at all points in times.
Mm-hmm.
My goal has never been to be like, hey, guys, women are innocent. And if you go out there and ruin their lives, that's because you're a jerk. Never said that. I've met terrible women in my life. I've met wonderful women in my life. I've met women who thought that I was going... I had a lady one time who knew her daughter was up to no good in life, knew that I was going to college, had something ahead of me, and she did her best to make me her daughter's baby daddy. Like, that was her job in life. I'm going to win. We're going to get out of the situation.
Coattails.
My daughter is going to be your... If nothing else, I'm going to get 18 years out of you. You know what I'm saying? And so I know that there's women out there that are up to no good. My thing is, if you don't know that and you're listening to this show, or
you're a fool.
Yes, that's a good word. We're going to leave it at that. Man, that is a very wholesome AM word to use. You're a fool.
If she's not your wife,
yep,
and not your sister,
right,
you should probably assume she's up to no good. Even if she has zero bad intentions towards you,
yes,
just operate from, hey, we're going to create some very stiff boundaries in this relationship, and everyone wins.
That's the only thing that needs to be stiff in that relationship is a boundary.
Exactly.
That's
bro.
How that works, right?
So you dudes out here that you emotionally got offended by us suggesting that dudes are dumb and get taken advantage of or cross the line because they think with their dick and not with their brain.
Yeah.
Like, you need to check yourself and figure out why you were offended.
Right, right. I mean, the idea is, yes, hey, when you're thinking with your little head, as they say, get you in trouble. When you're not thinking at all, it gets you in trouble. Bottom line is, you need to think. You know what I'm saying? You need to approach these things with caution. And hey, don't get caught slipping.
And we are not going to get on a don't do that, bro, podcast for men and generally spend a lot of time bashing women. One, they've done far less than we've ever done, and that's just reality.
All right,
every major war ever done. Period.
Yes.
Okay. And this podcast is about dudes.
Yep.
So if you want to listen to the podcast where women say terrible things about each other, like, go listen to that podcast.
I think it's The View or one of these shows on TV.
Exactly, bro.
That's where they have
don't
that,
stop
man.
In for us.
That's what I'm saying. And so my other thing is, like, hey, man, I love to represent dudes when they do things well, right? Wonderful, man. Hey, man, guys, if you're out there doing things right, keep doing things right. But if you're not and I find out, I will pull you to the carpet. You know what I'm saying?
that's what we're here for.
That is my goal in life.
And that's why men have lost for so long is because they don't have those people to be like, you're dumb.
Yep.
Stop.
Stop.
Stop it.
I see you. Stop it. Get out of that.
The guy at the gym this week.
Oh, man.
this man walked into our gym with compression pants on and nothing else. So just think like Olympic swimmer, like he's about to jump in the water and that's all, like he's wearing that, a tank top and a backwards hat. Like this dude was so bro that like no one ever loved him enough to be like, dude, no one wants to see you like this in the gym. You're feeling yourself way too much.
Way too much.
And he literally did biceps for like an hour and a half while I was there, bro.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm just like, this dude is why we have this podcast.
Yep, yep.
Chad is his name.
Chad.
Guaranteed.
Chad.
Chad needs this podcast. So we're here for Chad.
We're going to give Chad no, what is it? Consonant, not consonants. What do you have? The apostrophe T, what is that called? Like putting can and not together so you get can't. Somebody tweet me, man. So he doesn't even get that. You get the whole do not do that, brother. That's what Chad gets right now. If you're walking around the gym with your nuts out, bro, that doesn't work, man. If you even, like, watched basketball in the 80s, they had them little bitty shorts on. They had compression shorts on, but they had shorts on top of shorts. It wasn't just an idea that, hey, man, I'm going to go out, ride my bike, I'm going to go play basketball, and I'm going to have my nuts just dangling. You know what I'm saying? That's a party foul. That's a life foul. That's you don't know the rules of life foul. That's you don't have a friend foul. There's nothing right about that.
Nope.
It's offensive.
I was offended for an hour and a half.
And did you get sucked in just staring at his crotch like, oh man?
No, bro. It was
every time I look up.
It was just like I couldn't get into the workout zone where I do just like stare straight ahead because there's mirrors everywhere. And like, and he's just sitting on like on the like the basically cable machine, just doing different forms of the same exercise for an hour and a half. And it was like, man, can I'm never coming at 3:30 to this gym ever again.
Hey man, maybe his goal, maybe Chad likes boys. And so, you know what I'm saying, while he was out there with, in his bro clothes.
Compression pants. Like, hey man, just throw some shorts on.
Hey, I want you to see what I'm working with and work on these biceps and just look at me in their eyes. Like I'm looking at you right now.
Dude.
Was he lifting like this?
This is why this podcast has to exist. And this is why it's not generally women's fault.
He was out there with the noodle arms just looking at dudes in the face like, hey, one, did you spot him?
No, nope.
Hey, bro, I need a little help over here. This is his last rep. This last set. Can you stand in front? No, I can't. Why am I standing in front of you to help you with your biceps, bro? I don't want this problem. Like
just stop feeling yourself that much.
That's it, man. So this is an example, hey, of us bashing men. Hey, that's what's going to happen here, right? So if your expectations are a little different. Does this go back to the participation trophy life? You know what I mean? Where like...
Another one of the P's. Check the P
episode. Right. P, like, it's just, I don't... Hey, man, if we don't learn and if we don't grow by hearing about the mistakes of others... I mean, there's two type of learners, right? You hear about somebody's experience, you do something different, or you experience it yourself.
So what you just said is there's two types of people in this world. There's the ones that wear compression pants, and there's the ones that realize, I never want to be that guy.
That's absolutely true.
We're here for both. We're here to encourage the one that said, I never want to be that guy. Yes, you're right.
You're right.
You don't want to be that guy.
You don't want to be that
guy.
And
then the guy who wears compression pants, man, come over here.
Hey, you need a hug. Just take your pants off. I mean, well, change your pants.
Put some shorts on.
Put some shorts on, man.
Be decent. Yep. And then we can talk about your compressed penis.
That's
later.
It, man. Some other time. Be decent, man. Bro. If you get nothing else from this, hashtag be decent, man. That's all right.
Unbelievable.
Hey, man, it's
all
a lot
gym rats,
of
rats.
All the gym rats, man. It's so. He's akin to the guy that comes in with the spaghetti strap top, and that's got all the chest muscles, and wants his tits all hanging out of his shirt. Like, hey, man, why? What are you wearing? Have you seen those guys? I don't understand that either. What is your goal right now?
Just don't wear a shirt.
Don't wear a shirt. Just don't wear a shirt. And you got a string. It's like a G-string over his nipple. Like, on both sides. Like, I don't... What is that?
Like, there should be rules. Like, you walk... Yes. The dude gym etiquette rule. Yep. Like, if you're here to work out, cool. Mm-hmm. Be here to work out. Mm-hmm. But if you're here to, like, drink creatine... and carry a jug of water around, even though there's a water fountain. There's like 17 water fountains in here.
Yep.
And smell terrible because you decided that not showering for a week was the best way to get your pheromones going.
Yep.
Maybe there's another gym for you.
Hey, there's a gym that I belong to that I won't say the name because they're not paying me. It costs $10 a month, and they have rules against that. If you drop a weight, an alarm goes off. You do it too many times, you get kicked out. If you're walking around with the spaghetti strap tank top as your man, you get kicked out. If you're grunting while you're lifting weights, you get kicked out. Like, they don't have time for that. We're here to run on this treadmill. We're here to lift these weights and watch TV. You know what I'm saying? And participate in the class.
There's rules against grunting?
Yes.
There's sometimes that I kind of...
I mean, everybody, I mean, if you're going in, you know what I mean, they may require a grunt or two. Here, they just want minimal
not
grunts.
We're not like Serena Williams grunting.
No. I mean, I'm guessing if you have a good heave-ho, but I mean, again, if it's distracting and if it's intimidating, so I guess there's a double-edged sword to this thing. I wonder if these rules are because people are intimidated by people grunting and they're like, oh my gosh, I just can't take that, please, with your grunts, you know what I mean? Or is it just etiquette, you know what I mean? It's okay.
We just digress.
Right, I'm sorry. But again, there's a place that exists that are against these type of guys existing for a reason.
Yep.
Because it's nonsensical.
It is.
All right. Making men great again. We want to talk about how to know you're a creeper. Right?
Yep.
There is a phenomenon around that's happening right now. Several things happening for guys, girlfriends, wives, significant others. We'll start at the, I don't even know if this is the pinnacle or the bottom, depending on how you look at this thing, but using a Jeep, there was a guy in the news who got caught for putting a GPS tracker in his ex-girlfriend, mind you, car, you know, like old school, like you hide your keys in the little thing that sticks like a magnet into your tire wheel. Right. Pretty much put a low jack on his ex-girlfriend's car. I don't know how there's no justification for that. There's no reasoning behind that. You can't say, oh, I was worried about your safety. We're not together anymore. I just want to make sure you're all right. Hey, you're a creeper.
Creeping hard.
And you have problems, and you can't let go. And at some point in time, somebody needs to give you, is there a ticket you can give? I think you just need to go to jail for stuff like that, right? So we're just going to compile a quick list that we can rapid fire of ways to know that you're a creeper with an ex, with a current, with a future, if there's a future in you being a creeper. Girlfriend. So I got GPS for sure.
GPS is definitely one of them.
The top.
If you find yourself hacking into your girl's phone.
Yep.
Like, it's not like, hey, look at the text my mom just sent me, and she hands you the phone. Yep. Or, hey, can you send me that picture? Oh, go for it. Like, hey, just send it to yourself.
Yep.
I got something to do right now.
Yep.
That's fine. But if you find yourself like, oh, what was the password?
Yep.
Well, she's in the other room just trying to, like, creep real hard on her messages. Probably need to call John and go hang out.
Hey, man, we need to have a conversation. Alongside of that, just any password, period. If you have to ask for a password from your girlfriend, wife, whoever, wife is a problem. If you have to ask for passwords from your wife, you've already passed the fail point. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're already red flags going off in the dating process, in the engagement process. And you're like, you know what? I just want those. And I'm going to bypass this against my better judgment. You've already failed. So
wait, real quick. So do you know your wife's password to her phone?
No.
I know mine.
Well, I know hers because it's a very simple situation. And we share phones sometimes, like to play music and stuff. But I never asked her for it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You're not saying like...
No.
Okay.
No.
It's bad to like...
Yeah, no. Passwords are fine to have if they're given to you voluntarily.
Okay.
Let's put the cat... If they're given to you, great. If you have to ask for them... Problem.
Yeah. And if she changed them on you.
Yes.
Red flag.
Red flag. Hey, your password isn't working. Oh, it isn't? Oh, let me see my phone. Here you go. All right. You know what
I'm saying? She doesn't want you.
That's not a win at all, bro. So that's again, but it also could speak to your as a man, your what do you call those things?
Insecurities,
bro. This morning thing, man, it works on some levels, but on other levels it doesn't, man. You know, that'll be the next one thing we talk about, why I'm not fully functioning right now. But like your insecurities, if you have to have a password in order to feel safe, in order to feel like you know what's going on, I think I may have talked about it before on the show. I was in a relationship where a girl literally made me crazy like her. Like, she would check my voicemail, she would check my text messages and all of these different things, and I was like, yo, this is weird. A couple months in, I found myself doing the same exact thing. You know what I'm saying?
That just sounds exhausting.
Bro, it's tiring. But, I mean, I did catch some juicy details. You know, her ex-boyfriend was calling her drunk, singing happy birthday. You know what I'm saying? Come to find out she was having, like, you know, it got to the point where I was checking call logs and checking length of time for calls, bro. Like,
bro. And so here's the thing, too, is that there's been times in my life that I've been super conscious of, like, wanting to know what my significant other was up to, whatever. Yep. But generally it meant I was creeping hard on someone else. Like, I was very conscious of it because I was the one that was like hitting another girl up to like see what was going on. Yep.
Guilt.
And it was, my girl was doing nothing, but for some reason I was super self-conscious. If I'm doing, I know you're doing.
Let me see that phone.
Yeah. So typically if you're creeping hard, it's because you have something to be guilty of.
That's it, man. If you're out there catfishing, and what I mean by catfishing is setting up fake profiles, setting up fake Facebook, setting up fake Twitters to send your girl a DM or to hit her up on a random and using somebody else's picture to see if she's attracted to this guy, hey, you're a loser. You, sir, are a loser.
A loser, bro.
Bottom line,
you're
bro.
You're trying to blow up your relationship.
Right. Why? Why are you doing that? Why, again, are you that insecure? Or is she that far out of your league? Like, I can't believe this is real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Are you that much of a control freak? Are you that afraid that your game is not enough to sustain her? You know what I'm saying?
Like, and honestly, like, this is the problem I have. So one of mine is, like, the Find My Friends app.
Yes.
Like, so my wife insisted we do it. Mm-hmm. I do it. I'll admit it. Like, she wants to know, like, when I'm on shoots, like, when I'm coming home, whatever, where I'm at.
She, but the key word was she wanted to.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm with that. All right.
So, but generally, like, the whole idea of, like, telling, like, having to divulge to the world, like, this is where I am on a 24-hour basis, like, there's like a handful of dudes that like I've accepted on Find My Friends.
Wait, I don't even have it, but there's like, it's like a social app. Like,
yeah.
Oh man.
Like, you can like permanently add those people in. So my parents are on there.
Yes.
Again, for like, my parents are not young. Like, I want to know like if they're not answering their phone, where they're at.
Yes.
My wife, and then kind of like the homies. There's like two or three homies that are just like
in there.
In there.
All right. All right. That's so, okay. That's all good.
Yeah. But in general, I still have an issue with like the dude who's like, hey, we need to put LoJack on each other.
Yeah. All the time. All the time. They're just doing it just to keep up.
And it shouldn't be an app you open often.
It should not be. If ever. Like, unless you're like literally like, yo, it's after a certain amount of time, she was going out with such and such. I haven't heard from her. She's not answering her phone. Like, what's going on? Like, yep. Hey, that's a general concern. If you're like, it's 3 o'clock on a Thursday. She says she's at work. Is she at work? I mean, probably, bro. But if you think she's not, then that's also another problem. And maybe you don't need to be in the relationship with that person.
Yep.
Not okay. Another one, cloning phones.
You said this in pre-show.
Yeah.
I don't believe this is a real thing.
Are you serious right now?
I mean, I believe it because there's nothing in this world that I can, like, genuinely not believe in anymore. Yes. But I'm, like, disgusted by the dude who's literally cloning his girl's phone so that he can be a part of everything that she's, like...
You're a cloner.
The amount of energy. You could cure cancer with that amount of energy.
Yes, that ingenuity and inquisitiveness. Yes.
What are we doing?
Hey, man. Dudes are doing it.
Dudes are losing.
All the way, man. All the way, man. Do not do that, brother.
Like, what? Okay, let's play this out.
This is okay.
You clone your girl's phone.
Yep.
What is, there's only, like, you know those, like, charts that you're, like, if you, like, that help you make decisions, like, to clone the phone or not to clone the phone. Like, when you decide not to clone the phone, like, you win, you get married, you have kids, your life goes on. When you clone the phone, there's, like, 17 different tracks, but they all end in this relationship blowing up.
That's it. It's over with. Done.
All of them.
All of them.
You find out she's cheating on you. Okay, good. Done. Now it's over. She finds out you cloned her phone. It's over. Her friends find out that you cloned her phone.
Come on, man.
They're never dating you either.
You lost them. And if your homies find out you cloned her phone, you're a bum. They're going to, like, if I have a friend that clones a phone and I find out about it,
we're not,
hey, bro,
kicking it anymore.
We're done, dog.
Yeah, we're done too.
You're D'Angelo Russell. He's the one that recorded, right? And blew up Swaggy P, right? Was it D'Angelo Russell? I think it was D'Angelo. He was, you know the story though,
yeah,
right?
For
okay,
sure.
I don't know if this is a Beanie Siegel moment or not. I don't know. I'm just making sure.
Man. No. All
right. You can't record secret conversations that you and your friends have. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't work that way. It's just the way you can't clone your girl's phone, bro. Like, just don't rustle it, man. Don't do that, man.
there's nothing good that comes out of being like, I'm going to secretly listen in on, like, you're not a secret agent. No government is sponsoring
right, at all,
this.
Man. Not
like,
at all.
No nuclear secrets are being passed.
Nope.
This does not benefit anyone.
At all. And I'm like, what is going on in her life that is that important that you need to know? Like, what are you bypassing to have to clone, right? What is going on in her world where you're like, man, I'm just unsure.
Well, it just seems like to drill down to, like, just such a trust issue that, like, I don't know where that, what that stems from, but like, that is some incredible trust issues, bro.
That is the biggest trust issues. Like,
you are like stalking.
Yeah. I mean, that's
digitally stalking,
bro. That's that TV show stuff, bro. Like, yo, like, insecure, don't understand how real life works. Want to be in control of the situation to the, all of your abilities. You know what I'm saying? To where you have these things in place just because you're unsure of you.
Well, okay, so this is another one.
Mm-hmm.
If you hyperanalyze every single social media interaction that she has, where how many, like, did she like my photo?
Yep.
Did she like his photo?
Yep.
Like, how long did it take her to like my photo? How long did it take her to respond to
my
text?
Gosh.
Like, and what's funny is like, if you are becoming sensitive to these things, you probably know she's either not into you.
Not in.
Or... she's not into you.
Yeah, bottom line.
Like, the second you start to be like, oh, like, you start to hyperanalyze these things, it's because the relationship is either on its way out.
Yes.
Or there's no relationship at all.
Yes.
The end.
The end. And that's a interesting point, because I'm thinking about this whole DM situation, right? Of course, it's a different day. Like, I grew up in a world where you had to actually talk to women in real life, right?
Right.
I mean, I've done some of my, you know, fair share of DMing before DMing was a thing. I used to be on Black Planet. Y'all be familiar with blackplanet.com, but you didn't have a profile?
No, I didn't. Man. I don't think I qualify.
You weren't living, bro.
I don't think I qualify.
You weren't living, man. Black is a state of being, bro. Black is a consciousness. Black is a... I was trying to sound like a Don and, or a show and sound like real fancy about what black is, right?
Let them do this.
Yeah, to let you feel like you could be a part of black family, man. Mm,
no, I'm good.
Hey, man, you missed out. So there was a couple times where I hit him with the, hey, what's happening? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I know. sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. Sometimes I got hit with the, hey, what's happening? I was like, okay, it's mutually beneficial. This thing works.
Did you judge yourself a little bit by like who hit you up with the what's happening? Like when she hit you up, were you like, wait, you're like a 7. I thought I was a 9.
If it was like a 3, then I'd be like, all right, man, dang, what's going on around here? I mean, it was so bad. One of my profile pictures, I had no shirt on and I had a fire hose draped over my shoulder.
Were you a fireman?
I apparently I was putting out fires or I was burning chicks, one of the two, man.
Can you find this picture so we can put it on, bro? Don't do that, bro.
I'll go to blackplanet.com and see if, I don't even know, I think my name was Juanito, I think.
Stop it.
Little John, man. You know what I'm saying? I like the Spanish chicks back there, man. Juanito. You know what I'm saying? Call me Big Poppy. You know what I'm saying? It's all good, man. Yes, man. But literally, that was thirsty at its finest, man. That's when I knew, hey, it's time to get off this thing, man. When you make a decision like
Juanito
this.
Juanito from now on?
You can't. You can't. That was one of yours. I don't know how I feel about that, man. I don't know. I don't want that. If you do that, I'm going to come to your house wearing compression shorts and I'm going to sit on your couch after running 3 miles. So it's going to be full of all the goodness in there. But anyway, so when it gets to that level, man, that's a bad situation. So, I don't even know how we got to the Black Planet, man. Oh, sliding into DMs. So if this is the thing, man, if you have to slide into DMs, I still feel a certain way about that. I know that's the acceptable thing right now, but like, I feel like that's a pre-creep game. You know what I'm saying? Like you're working your way up to being a creeper if you're not already there, if you're sliding into DMs. Like you're go to the search page on Instagram for whatever reasons, because of people you follow, based on things you've liked. Some chick pops up, be like, oh, I wonder if she's single. Let me hit her in the DM. Like unless you're famous and some like, oh shoot, such and such just hit me up. You know what I mean? Oh my gosh, let's go on a date. Like, no, man. Like you're gonna end up like, you heard the story with Birdman. Birdman got catfished. And he met up with some chick that he had no idea who the chick was, because somebody else was using for some reason, somebody wanted Birdman and this chick in the same room at the same time. And I think she ended up being a minor or something like that. And it's just like, this is how these things start. This is how DMing goes wrong. When you're sliding in DMs, you don't know who that person is. You don't even know if she's really an adult. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what's about to happen when you show up. You might end up on what's that show called? To Catch a Predator. You know what I'm saying? So just stay out of the DMs. DM is a lifestyle of a creep.
Yep.
If you're consistently in the DM on the hunt, just throwing it out, hey, I see you. What do you say? Hey, I like that G-string. Hey, I don't know what's on these pictures. I was going to go into further detail, but
and
I feel
you
like
think you're the only one, too.
That's the bigger problem. She hasn't hit me back yet, bro.
You and the 1,000 other dudes that thought that you could get her attention.
Come on.
By saying, hey, hey, exclamation point. Hey.
The worst is when you see somebody in the comment section like, hey, sent you a DM. So it wasn't enough to send a DM and get ignored, but you had to put yourself out there for everyone to see.
Then you need to go back and play World of Warcraft.
That's it. You go back. Bro.
Go back
it's
to Warcraft.
Wrap. It's a wrap. Speaking of World of Warcraft.
They surfaced from Warcraft for 5 minutes, got on Instagram, got adventurous, and then they're like, oh,
just go back to my game.
I'll go back to being a wizard and casting spells.
That's it, man, and making all this wizard money. Bitcoin. And not real life Bitcoin. Anyway, so listen, if you're going to be the creeper, if you're going to if you're going to DM chick, stop, go out in the real world and meet a woman in real life. If you're, again, if you've got some social awkwardness, if you got a, you know, what do you call that? I shouldn't know because I'm a therapist, social phobias and different things of that nature. And it's hard for you to go out in the real world. I mean, there's online places for that. There's chat and forums for that. There's ways to meet people when you have that awkwardness or whatever. Even that, I say, you didn't let me finish. Even with that being the case, that's the starting point. If you come see me, I'm going to slap you and say, hey man, what are you doing? I can't slap you because I lose my license. But the idea is like, hey, that's a good starting point to get out of your awkwardness, but that's not the ending point. I'm not allowing you just to set up a profile on something or just to go to like introverts meet up and then nobody's talking to each other. Everybody's in separate corners of the room just being awkward.
On like, their phones.
On their phones. No. You're going to get out there and you're going to go to the watering hole. You're going to go to the gym perhaps. You're going to go to the grocery store. You're going to go to wherever real people are and you're going to have a conversation. You know, this is not Surrogates. You've seen the movie Surrogates? I reference that all the time. With Ving Rhames and what's the boy's name? Die Hard. The guy from Die Hard, man.
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis, yeah. It's people are living vicariously through these surrogates. It's like Sims in real life. Like, they purchase surrogates. You could be a man, a woman, boy, girl, whatever you want to do. Blonde hair, blue hair, whatever, whatever. And you live your life. You stay at home because you're afraid to go out in the real world. And you make money, you work, and have sex and all these different things via these surrogates. And you're just a part of it. But you're not a part of anything.
We're coming to that, bro.
Oh, no. That's real life. That's on the horizon. So if you're a surrogate out there, you're living in the DMs, stop. That's not okay. If you're GPSing, if you find your friend in, if you're fake profiling, if you're doing all these things to capture the attention or to keep the attention or to stalk or keep tabs on a woman, you're not winning. The digital age is failing you.
Yeah. Just, like, I'm depressed right now because, like, there is so much good in this world. And literally less than 1% of that good is embodied on your phone.
Yep.
In this like whole age of being hypersensitive. Yep. To likes and response times. Mm-hmm. And all these other things. Like literally I had someone tell me like yesterday that like people need to start curating their posts on Instagram. So you post something, mm-hmm. and then you go back and delete it because it doesn't portray you in the right light. I'm like, what are we doing? Like,
why did you post it?
Like, I don't, there was a rationale, mm-hmm. that went with it that actually, like, you know, if we really want to argue, mm-hmm. kind of makes a little sense of
just
like,
put what you want to post the first time.
But dude, it's the whole digital thing. And I know I sound like an old crotchety dude, but hey, like, man. The digital age like has set up so many ways for us to just creep,
mm-hmm.
so hard, mm-hmm. and just, mm-hmm. recede into this like isolation like and doing it on the low so that like no one can call you out, yeah. for being the creep, yeah. that you are.
Yes.
But we are here to tell you, yes. life is better not, yes. being a creep.
It is absolutely better not being a creep.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. So if you haven't caught on with this, today is about the digital age and how to win in the digital age, right? And how to step in, step out, move in, move out of that whole arena successfully. Stop the creeping. If you're out in real life with compression shorts on, stop that. If you're out here making people's lives miserable by DMing them and they didn't ask you to DM them, if the girl didn't say, hey, da-da-da-da-da, hit me up. Hit me in a DM. First, don't do it. Don't do it at all. You're a loser. You're not winning. Again, I may have friends that have won and got married off a DM. I'm saying that was a foul approach, and I don't like that you did that. Maybe you found your wife. That's fine. But stop doing that. Get out there in the real world. As we slide into other digital decisions, right? Do we want to talk about my 2 hours of sleep, 3 hours of sleep? Or do we want to jump in this online?
We can talk about your bad decisions on another episode.
Okay. I mean, there's plenty of them. So please remind me at some point in time to I had, just know I had to unplug from the online world last night.
Because we could get on a whole tangent, yeah, about, yeah. gaming and,
yeah.
why dudes over the age of 28 should sell their game system.
No. So now you sounded like my wife. Now we're going to have to go there, right? So it's just like, yo, not an extended conversation. There are ways to enjoy your life by checking out of all of this. Right, if you don't have time to go to the gym, or if you can't go on a run, da da da. You got, you know, an hour.
Don't have time. How long did you play your game yesterday?
But the problem is I played it for like 2 hours.
There's 24-hour gyms, bro.
Hey, what I'm saying is, in a 12-hour day, my children are awake. So when I have time, they're asleep. When do they go to sleep? 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, i.e. while we always have to bump back our podcast, right? So sometimes I don't have time during the day to do the things that bring me joy, right? So I eat a lot of garbage at night. I just eat handfuls of like granola and like leftover stuff. I had some pad thai in the refrigerator. I don't even know where that came from. You
just
know what
I'm
saying?
Bad food decisions.
But it tastes good and it felt good. You know, I can't do that during the day. So sometimes I don't have time, a 1 hour block to game during the day. So I game at midnight. There's a series of unfortunate events that happen after that. And we'll talk about that on some other show. But what I'm saying is, I'm not going to... We talked about...
We're going to talk about this next time.
All right, never mind, man.
Next time, okay. We're going to talk about why dudes need to sell their game console at 28.
No. Man, we talked about it before, about, why you don't give up your console.
We're going to talk about it. I've changed my opinion.
You can't flip-flop on this, man.
I can.
Nah, man. Pulling at LeBron, man. You can't flop on me, man.
I can.
All right, okay. You can. You have every right to.
What are you about next time? All right, what good. Are we actually talking about?
So online. So we're in this vein of online, right? So apparently... There's this thing about online accountability that's all the rage, all the rave, all the kids are doing it, all right? So there's several schools of thought, we talked about it in pre-show, of where online accountability seems to be what people are doing. So the thing that caught my eye was Ink. You're familiar with Ink Magazine? It's digital now, sure. Whatever. So they had an article, and it was titled, "Want to Achieve Your Goals? Keep Them to Yourself. Is public accountability really the secret to success? Think again." So they have a lot of like contradictory things, right? You start off with want to achieve your goals, keep them to yourself. And then they have an article about a guy, a professor, who encouraged his students to keep a digital journal online.
A blog. I wish I had been in that class and raised my hand like, you're talking about a blog. Like, it's not a digital journal.
I like my digital journal.
Live journaling. Oh my gosh. Facebook has started in this generation.
Oh, you like, got
whoever,
me, bro.
Whoever wrote this article, like, encourages, like, he didn't even edit it for the professor to be like, this is what he's talking about, so I'm just going to make him sound somewhat relevant.
Bro, that is so funny right now. It's a blog.
Church is just a live journal. What is that? Like filming yourself writing on a piece of paper? Like,
it's the GoPro of journaling, bro. You know what I'm saying?
That probably exists.
Oh, man. Oh, I have a GoPro on while I type. Live. Oh, live man. Feed. Oh, man. All right. I'm sorry, bro. That was good, man. That was good, man. It's a blog. Oh, I want it to be a live journal. All right, man. So he was saying for the point of, or part, you know, they have so many different angles, right? You got me, man. I don't, okay. Woo. First line.
There's a site called Medium, if you've ever heard about it. Yeah, it was invented like 10 years ago, dude. Move on.
Some people don't know, man.
I think everyone needs me in their life just so I can just sit in the background and be like, you're dumb. That would be the best. That.
Bro, that's to be the next level of this, man. People can rent us out for the weekend and we'll just follow them around.
No!
Stop it. I see you looking at her. Stop it. Did you just take a picture of her? Stop it.
Don't like that picture.
Bro.
Don't post that picture.
Bro, like, I literally volunteered at a con last year. And the security was telling me they had to kick people out because dudes were secretly taking pictures of these women in cosplay. Like, nasty pictures. Like, up their skirt pictures or when nobody was looking. Like, bro, they're dressed up. They want you to take pictures with them. Just ask them to take a picture and they'll take a picture. If you're out here creeping and sneaky pictures.
Listen, Star-Lord.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Right now, you're Star Squire. You're not a Lord right now, no. Man. You like that Squire Lord wordplay?
Yeah, he was
right.
Good.
So I'm saying, like, you need to, that's what we're going to do. We're going to have concierge don't do that bro services where we just follow dudes and just, hey, your day was terrible. This is where you failed.
You can, like, rent us for your wedding. We can be a groomsman.
Everything. Like, wedding ringers, bro. Yeah. That's what we'll be, man. Life ringers, man. All right, so the first line of this article says, whether you want to lose weight or make more money, experts say you'll increase your chances of reaching your goal if you make it public. You gave me a great example that I cannot deny. Where I'm going with this is, hey, man, if the only way that you're going to achieve your goals is to go onto Facebook and say, hey, guys, I was gonna go with the whole I'm not going to date multiple women game, but I think we've, you know, burnt that bridge. So I don't know where else to go with this.
I mean, he's a flight attendant now in South Florida, so I think...
Dang.
I think he's hitting all of the things.
How you feel right now, man? If you're going on Facebook with the intention of really getting women, but you approach it as, hey, I want this accountability and I want to make it public, I see you and I say stop it. Like, that's not what this is about. If your goal in public accountability is to actually get kudos or pats on the back or to make it seem like it's some humble approach at doing something different, I see you. I see right through that. And you're not winning right now. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I think where this falls apart is if your goal is I'm never going to do this again mm-hmm. or I'm not going to do this anymore.
Yep.
That's where, like, that's a dumb... That's what accountability is. Half of accountability yeah. is, hey, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't like this about myself. Yes. I want to stop doing this.
Yes.
I want to start doing something else. Putting that out there for the world, no one's going to call you on any... like not because you have to self-elect to say, hey, I did this again, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and now you guys should judge. I don't...
Right,
you're not
going
to come back on Facebook and be like, hey, I messed up again.
Right.
Now, I think if you get on Facebook and say... like, one of my friends is hiking mm-hmm. the Appalachian Trail right now. When he thought about it and he decided he wanted to do it, he basically kind of created a vlog mm-hmm. and started being like, hey, from now until I finish, I'm going to, like, vlog about this journey that I'm about to go on. And so kind of he talked about the prep, and then as he's been going, he's mm-hmm. been putting up these blogs.
Yeah.
And primarily for the reason of, like, if I put these up, like, I know... like, there's going to be people that if I quit will ask me, like, will have been what on happened? This journey with, and, like, you shouldn't have quit. Like, yeah. you looked like you were doing so good. Like, yeah. So I think if it's, hey, I'm going to go do this thing and I want you to come with me mm-hmm. and I'm just telling the world that I'm doing this. I think that there is, like, a, you know, there is, like, this, like, clapping that comes mm-hmm. along with that, like, motivates you to yep. continue on.
Yep.
But I think those things are, like... The range of what's acceptable in the like what fits into yep. the Facebook post
yep.
motivating factor, live blogging, I'm gonna do this.
I would say your boy had a great digital journal, man. that was great.
What fits into that is very like it's very like practical things. Mm-hmm. It's very like I'm gonna go work out. I'm mm-hmm. going to like I'm gonna do 100 push-up challenge. I think is something yeah. you threw out. Like yeah. these are things that people can come along with you. They can yep. do with you. Yep. One of my buddies is reading a book a month, and he's like talking
mm-hmm.
about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, I'm gonna read a book a month. I'm gonna post about it here. If you guys want to do this with me, I'd love for you to do it, and you can post, and we'll kind of like hashtag it something so we can kind of follow all these books along
yes.
and kind of gain some knowledge together.
Yeah.
Cool. There's a community aspect, mm-hmm. A populism, that's not the right word, populist kind of like, yeah. hey, come together, let's do this together, a democratization, that's what I was looking for.
Boom, look at you.
Big words.
Morning time.
But outside of that, like in the big things in yeah. life, in the like things that we actually need accountability yep. for, that are the things that plague us and are the things like kind of the thorns in your side.
Yep.
This is bullshit.
Yeah. I just left church. She told me to come over. I think I'm going to smash. Like, those are the things. Hey, man, if you want somebody to be like, I don't know about this guy, and next time I'm going to have a conversation with him, hey, feel free to do that. At the same time, why are you doing that? Like, I don't... That, like, to me, like, those type of... Again, that was an extreme situation. But I think, like, that stuff is like, yo, like, there's... You don't want to be accountable. Like, even saying that, like, yo, you know, even if you were to put something out there like that, you don't want to be accountable for that.
If you think being like, okay, this is going to be, if you think that Facebook or social media or public accountability yeah. can be what holds you accountable to
right.
the things in your life,
you said it perfectly.
You are fooling yourself.
You said it perfectly.
Because you have to self-elect to yes. continue to be honest with people you don't know.
Yep.
It's one thing to have, like, your boys who are like, bro, put the controller down,
look
at me and tell me if you messed up again.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you told me you didn't want to drink anymore.
Yep.
Are you
come
drinking?
On, come on, yes.
Like,
yes, yes.
What's up?
The computer can't smell your breath, sir.
Like, you told me, like, you were going to do X, Y, and Z for your wife yeah. every single week.
Yep.
Are you caring for her? Are you taking care of her?
Yep.
Or are you being a fool and being lazy?
Yeah. It's like the Facebook Live button, man. People out here committing suicide. People out here killing people. Like, this stuff drives people to a level of foolishness. Foolish seems to be the word. Fool seems to be the word of the day. That probably existed at some point in time before, but it's like, look at me to the maximum, man. You know what I'm saying? And if you know, those are terrible situations. I'm not making light of those situations. What I'm saying is that people are so starved for attention, or they're so misguided, or they're so whatever the case may be, that they will use any and every opportunity to draw attention to themselves and look foolish. You know what I'm saying? And then you have the people on the other hand who want to pretend as if they want to do the right thing and have no intentions of doing the right thing, but they're trying to earn some brownie points on the internets, on the interwebs.
Yeah, so I think what you're saying is, like, people who genuinely are not doing certain things, but they continue to create this false persona that they're trying to live into, even though they continue to fail, so they continue to drive themselves further into isolationism and, like, oh, the person I am online doesn't do these things, pursues these good things, but in reality, like, I've reposted the same picture of me at the gym seven times from different angles.
Yep.
Even because I haven't been to the gym in a week, but I'd said I was going to go to the gym every day.
And it's just a problem, man. Like, it's the thing of, what is accountability? Accountability is a personal interaction. Accountability is something that someone, people that actually know you, not some people that hit the friend button one day. You know what I'm saying? Like, someone that, we've talked about it before, that can personally attest to your character, your integrity, things of that nature. And again, the bottom line is, do you want to be held to the carpet? You know what I'm saying? Like, and this online accountability stuff is an example of you not wanting to be, right? And because the whole part of this, just this confusing article that starts off, keep it to yourself, but it's proven that you shouldn't keep it to yourself, but you should keep it to yourself, is that if you really, 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 really want to achieve a goal, and you have to achieve a goal by being peer pressured in achieving the goal, you don't want to do it. Right? It's one thing to say, hey, I'm going on this adventure, come along with me and, you know, give me some energy and some strength to carry on while I'm hiking these mountains. It's another thing to put up this false flag of what it is that you say you're doing, having no intention of doing it or not doing it at all. You know what I'm saying? It's like that commercial. Oh, man. I don't know if it's Verizon or Domino's or whatever. The lady's sitting on the couch and the guy's playing the piano in the background. She's like, yes, I was talking to my husband the other day. And the guy's like, you're not married. She's like, oh, well, I was talking to my boyfriend. Is he really your boyfriend? A potential boyfriend. Da, 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 da. Then he gets to the end of the commercial. She's like, he's my chiropractor. So this lady starts off talking about she did something with her husband. And then as the guy keeps talking to her and just weeding through her shenanigans, comes to find out, okay, it's just my chiropractor and he's my make-believe pretend boyfriend. Like, that's the life that people are living, right? By putting up these posts, saying these things, having this accountability when it couldn't be any further from the truth, right? And it's for whatever reasons, acceptable for them. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think it says two things. One, like, they just genuinely don't. If you have to go to Facebook to be your accountability, to be the place that you say, hey, this is something I want to do and I need help in getting there, it means you don't have, like, real people in your life. If that's a place that you say, hey, I'm going on this journey, like, whatever, cool. But, like, it shouldn't be the primary place that we're finding community.
Yeah.
And I think dudes who, especially dudes, like, and I don't want this to come across because I'm not a girl, but I know that dudes, one, we talked about this on previous episodes, struggle to find, like, the homies that they can, like, live life with. But I know as a dude how important that is. And, like, if you are living online and you find the majority of your community through social media, through these things, my guess is that you actually burn through friendships super, super quick. So you need a place to find new friends quickly. And you have just very quick, intense, shallow relationships with people, and then you move on from them because you burn that bridge for whatever reason, X, Y, or Z. And the second thing it proves is that, you know, while I don't think that the current form of accountability works online, we have invented an app. The Don't Do That Bro app.
Yes.
The snitching app.
The snitch.
That if you really want to be held accountable online.
Yep.
It posts everything you do on all of your social media. So I want to stop looking at porn. A decent goal I think all men should probably strive towards.
Yes.
Probably helps out all of your relationships.
All of your relationships.
Every time you look at porn, it posts on social media, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram.
Yep.
This is what I just looked at.
Yep.
FYI.
Right. And it'll say something like, I watched porn. Right to the point. No beating around the bush. I struggled today. I dropped the ball. No.
Lust took over.
I watched porn. And then it'd be like, gay porn, donkey sex. Like, you know, whatever it is, right? It just puts you right on out there, bro. Because what? Transparency is what you're seeking, right? Is that what you're doing? If you want transparency, let's be transparent.
Yeah.
If you want some online accountability, let's have some snitch at, bro. That's what I'm talking about, bro. And this is why we need you too, man. Put some dollars in the account, man. Help Don't Do That Bro be great, man. All we want to do is create these things that people can live well. And if you're out there and you need some accountability and you want it to be public, snitch app.
Bro, We're on to something here with the snitch act, bro.
I think that's going to win. I watched porn.
People want to destroy themselves enough that that could actually work.
That could be a wonderful thing. And the bottom line is, like, online transparency is not accountability. Because for the reasons that we mentioned. Because transparency is not transparency when you're doing it for fake reasons or it's not real.
To fake people.
To people you don't know. Half your friends are bots anyway. Like, come on, man.
Like, learn from, was it Young Thug or someone that, like, like that Twitter or Instagram deleted, like, the bots one day.
Oh, man.
And, like, they lost, like, 200,000 followers because all the bots went away.
Yep.
Don't be Young
that.
Thug.
Bro, I remember that. Lose your check mark. You lose your check mark when the bots go away, man. So your transparency's a fail, man. That's even worse. You sending those
messages. For followers, bro.
Come on, man. That's the worst when you're sending messages out to bots, bro. Like, you don't even know these people personally, man. So I think one of the things that somebody mentions, and they call themselves a psychologist, right? The quote is, putting the task out there for others to see helps motivate us to get it done. So we don't look bad to others. Crossing things off your list is a way to save face, so to speak.
People suck, dude.
Right. I mean, is there any other thing than sucking in that situation? Like, saving face to some people that you don't know for this fake public accountability and transparency in order to feel good about yourself or to avoid what? Bots hating you?
This is like when the kindergarten teacher like tries to fix the behavior versus the motivation.
Right. Yes.
Like,
yes.
It's like, don't pee on him, even though, like, you just choose to pee everywhere.
Right.
So
right.
I'm just going to, like, no, just saving face is not a good motivating factor. It doesn't last very long.
Not at all. Yeah.
Bro, like, what kind of people are we trying to produce in this world?
Hey, man, we got the participation trophies, man.
Gutless.
Yeah.
Like, gutless dudes.
Yeah.
Save face.
Bro, and that's a telling sign of the zeitgeist of the times, as they say, right? Like, if your goal and objective is to save face via putting some note out there, some tweet out there, some Facebook message, whatever the case may be, like...
A live journal,
baby. That's what we doing these days, man. I'm just keeping this live journal going so that the people know. Like, not even introverted, bro, because even introverted people probably wouldn't be doing that. So it's just some show me. That's like you are begging for attention. Like, it doesn't, I mean, we come in full circle with that idea. Like, if this is about saving face, like, why? Well, who has to do that? I have to put out this tweet or this Facebook message to people that don't know me, or maybe they do know me kind of, in order for me to feel like, you know what? Like, it reminds me of like, cultures that have like shame based cultures or saving face cultures, like Asian cultures. I don't want to stereotype all of them, but like Japanese and Chinese people that I've dealt with, I'll just say in therapy, right? So it makes it less stereotypical. Like, yo, I can't do certain things because it'll bring shame to my family, or I can't do certain things because, like, a friend of mine got married, he's Korean, and he was like, yo, my wife's family don't think it's a good idea to drink, so until they leave, I'm not gonna drink. But that dude turns up, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, but the idea is like, in order to save face and not to embarrass his wife and his wife's family, he doesn't drink at the wedding. You
know
what I'm saying?
That's stupid to me.
I mean, it's cultural stuff, right? You know what I mean? So it's just like, I have a little bit more of tolerance for that versus I'm going to go on this public media and put this thing out there so that people can, or is the goal to get shamed if you don't do it? Like, what happens then when you don't do it?
Yeah, dude. I just feel like people's motivating factors, like, I just feel like people have bought into a cheap version of life at this point in time.
Yeah.
And they're okay with, like, just being the Diet Coke of what they actually could have.
The Pepsi of Coke.
It's like, life will be good if I save face, if I make people happy, and these are the grand motivators, rather than, like, what do you want to do with your life? Mm-hmm. And then find people that can help you and or genuinely, like, cheer you along, or other words, keep you accountable to those things that you genuinely want to do with your life. And you should have people who care about you enough in your life that can root you on and be like, hey, dude, like, I don't know. Last time we talked, you said you wanted to go climb Mount Everest, and you gained 25 pounds since
you've
last
been
time
climbing Mount Couch.
Bro, like... What are you doing?
Yeah.
And, like, And like, this is a great example. This will hit the Christian world, because like, this situation pisses me off, right? There's so many people, specifically guys out there, that like grow up, especially as white males in the suburban areas, right? Where like ministry, vocational ministry, parachurch ministry is a fairly like attractive deal. Like, someone's gonna pay you to hang out with other young guys,
right?
That sounds pretty fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And but like, one of my buddies is a super talented dude, and he came to me and wanted me to support his like parachurch thing. I'm like, Chris, never in my life have you, like, being around you, have you said, this is, I want to do parachurch things. This seems like just kind of you like wanting someone to pay you to figure out your life. And I'm not going to do that. Nah, I love you enough to not give you this comfort and this level that it, that you just have time to just piss away.
Yeah.
I think it'll be good for you to like have your back against the wall and figure out what you want to do with your life.
Put some pressure on you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And sure enough, 3 years later, he is like, he wants to start his own business and do these other things. And he's like, are you going to invest in, will you invest in my business? Like, hell no. Hell no. You haven't been pressure tested, bro.
Right.
Put yourself in the fire and stop trying to find a way to circumnavigate the hard moments.
Yep.
And don't just do things to save face or to look like you're an entrepreneur. Like, it's not a sexy thing.
Not a thing.
People in this world think entrepreneurism is a sexy thing. People come up to me all the time like, oh, you have the coolest job in the world. You're an entrepreneur. You started multiple businesses. It fucking sucks half the time. Like, everyone, like, you're either a colossal failure or you're the next, like, Bill Gates.
Yep.
There's nowhere in between, and if you fall somewhere in between, people assume you're in one camp or the other.
Right.
So it's not as cool as it sounds.
Yeah.
It is super fun, and it's super risky, but like, people, if you cannot do it if the motivating factor is to save face, because most people are going to judge you and like, oh, I haven't heard of your company. Mm-hmm. You must not be that successful.
You must be terrible.
And if you're into it for the glory or to do anything for your name, it's not a good motivating factor.
Yeah. It's funny because, like you mentioned, people, and this is a side note to your profound statement, is that entrepreneurship, if done wrong, all you do is just own your job.
Right.
You just own your job. Great.
And it owns you.
Right. Exactly. You're bending over for yourself. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's so.
And you hate yourself at the end of it. And I've been there. Yeah. Like, and every entrepreneur has been there because you don't know how to do it well.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to suck at it for a long time.
Yep.
And you have to have people that like come alongside you and believe in you, not in like the help forums or some Facebook group
forums.
Or like
the digital journal
or the fucking where do people show up and like just commiserate with one another? Like
the
networking
meetups.
Event,
networking
and meetups. Like, people are like, oh, are you going to go to this? Like, no, it's just a bunch of people crying about their life, like, and not doing it.
Yeah.
Like, no $1 million investors are there.
Nah,
like,
nah.
No one's showing up that like you need to actually talk to.
They want the free drinks.
Like, I'm good.
Yeah.
They have it in the film world too. Like, we're all going to sit around and like pretend like we're all okay, and none of us are really feeling okay, which is why we're here.
Yep.
But we're not going to talk about it. I digress.
Hey, no, that's real. That's it's like it becomes support group. You know what I'm saying? It becomes like, hey, AA, like let's all sit around and talk about our failures and figure out what we can do different. Oh, let's get digital journals.
And let's all just kind of like feel okay about our current state. Because we're saving face because you suck at what you're doing too.
Right.
People just need to stop sucking.
Yeah.
And stop putting yourself around sucky people. Yeah.
It's a checkoff list, man. It's the checkoff list. I've done this networking event. I've done this online accountability. I've done these things to show that I'm trying to do something, right? So somebody, oh man, saw your post. Oh man, da 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 blah. Oh man, you know, like, no, man, like, you need to go do, like you talked about last week when we talked about the Think I Can. You know what I'm saying? I Think I Can has to become I Think I Can while you're doing. Not just a great idea. And this is the online accountability is the I Think I Can of the online ability. Like, hey, are you going to, though? You think you can. You want to be praised. You want to feel excited about this thing. But are you going to do it?
Yeah.
And have you done it? And if you're not, stop it.
And you know, I am thankful for my job, because my job basically now is to go find dudes who are on the edge and like pull them over the edge. Mm-hmm. It's basically what I do for a living now. And I'm encouraged. I'm like, feel like I'm like kind of like saving one dude at a time, because every time it's, there's a guy who literally has a great dream, incredible skills, and no one that cares for him enough is like, dude, just jump.
Mm-hmm.
You can, this will change the future of your family. Yeah. This will change your, like, just trust yourself. Mm-hmm. Put yourself in the fire and find out what you're made of.
And stop sending Facebook messages.
And stop trying to save face. Stop taking a job that you don't want to do, right, because in conversations you want to say that you work for a cool company, mm-hmm, or a cool name or whatever, and you're afraid of what you're going to say when someone asks them, like, they've never heard of X, Y, or Z business, mm-hmm, that you're like dreaming and starting and, mm-hmm, finding out how to make it work. But if that's what your dream is, mm-hmm, I'm not saying that's everyone's dream. That's not right. Saying that everyone needs to be an entrepreneur. But what I am saying is, this circling back, is this whole idea of just saving face for the sake of that being a motivating factor. I feel like if people actually got in touch with, what do you want to do, and how do I start doing it?
Yeah. And the problem is, you know, and this may be the end for me, in this, is that dudes do dumb stuff, like put themselves in positions where they can't win and be great. Stop having babies. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes, dude.
Out of wedlock. Even when you're married and you're not ready. Like, people, like, you, like, unless you're Catholic and have something against birth control or whatever it is that you're doing, if you're not financially ready, or if you're not mentally ready, spiritually ready, whatever, to deal with what they deal with, to bring a child into the world and be a parent, don't do it.
Yeah.
They put yourself in a hole, right?
Yep.
Prepare. I have friends that just keep having these babies, and they just, oh, you keep having these kids, bro. Like, it's no wonder why. You know what I'm saying? And you know, and I guess that's a, I don't know, is that a mean thing to say? I don't know. But I think that's,
bro, you know, everyone, what I mean? Like, everyone has, like, will ask, yeah, like, how are you able to get into doing what you do now? Yeah. Like, doing film, doing, like, starting companies. Mm-hmm. How are you and your wife, like, in a great place, mm-hmm, like, where you've built, because you even give me shit at times, like, you must have, like, this, like, great relationship with your wife. I do.
Yeah.
And again, we are, thankfully, we are expecting a incredible baby boy.
Come on, boy. Bring
and
boy.
I am so stoked.
Yeah.
But it is the right time.
Yeah.
And everyone always says this bullshit line,
come on,
bro.
Come on, give it
You'll
to me.
Never be ready.
Yeah.
So just go ahead.
Stop.
That's the biggest
stop
crock of shit
all of it
I've Betty ever Crocker heard, dude.
Crock pot fool. Yeah.
I do think that you can get to a point. I think it's it is a dangerous game to play, because I do think that you, we were in danger of getting so comfortable in life that we could have been like, nah, we're just not going to do the kids thing. Yeah, I think the selfishness can take over.
Be fruitful and multiply. Do your thing, but be wise about it.
But there's a right time to do things.
Yes.
And if you do have dreams of starting your own company or chasing a dream or traveling around the world or starting your own practice or going back to school.
Yes.
All of these things are complicated by kids.
Yep.
And that's not to say that if you do have a kid that it's a barrier, it's just it's something to enjoy and get over.
And I mean, and honestly, like, I've done the international travel with a 2-year-old and a pregnant wife. It was a terrible time. Like, it was supposed to be great. Some people came through and blessed us with the opportunity to go to Thailand. You know what I'm saying? And it was a wonderful experience holistically, but it was terrible for the 2-year-old and the pregnant wife. Like, it was so difficult. At some point in time, she started having contractions. You know what I'm saying? And so, going back to school, like, I had to take incomplete in one class. Well, I want to. He's trying to get me to continue the class. I'm like, yo, bro, I can't do it, man. Like, I am so, like, in dad mode and 3-job mode and so on and so forth. 3-job mode I can handle, but dad mode, I'm responsible for 2 other human beings, bro. Mm-hmm. 2. You know what I mean? I can't F these books. And you want me to read 17 books for your class? Sir, you're not concerned about my life. You know what I'm saying? And so, like you're mentioning, like, finances, even in my wife taking off work while she was, you know, after the baby was born, like, I thought I saved enough money to take care of three people and then the fourth one. No, I didn't. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of counting the cost, man. Who builds a castle before they count the cost of how much, you know, is that the parable? I don't know if it's castle or something, but you know what I'm saying? Jesus said something about that, right? So the idea is like, man, if you're not counting the cost and you're just doing stuff willy-nilly, that's the problem.
And I think this is specifically in the Christian world, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
That it's just like...
Oh, yeah, for sure, man.
That it's
for
just,
sure.
There's this stereotype, one, of being married, right? Mm-hmm.
That's the pinnacle of everything.
You gotta be married.
Come on, man.
And then once you get married, yep, you gotta have kids.
Come on, man.
And like, and it's, and people, we just do a shitty job, mm-hmm, of being like, look, stop creating this one size fits all life, yep, for everyone.
Yep, yep.
Don't make it for, stop putting on my wife when she says, I want to kick ass in the workplace and be a great mom.
You don't want to teach your kids at home?
And shame her into being like, hey, I don't want to be home. Or you're going to be an entrepreneur and like start multiple businesses and you're going to bring risk into your family's life. Like,
how are you providing for your family?
Like, look, I've done a pretty damn good job thus far. Like, I believe in myself. Yeah. Like, stop. And so often, man, it's the people who are most vocal about it are the ones that are most jealous of like what you have. And like, and again, it's not a matter of like, I pity them, mm-hmm, because it's like, I just feel bad for you. Like, you wish you could be in this place.
Misery loves company, bro.
And that's so often, man. And like, and the accountability, and this kind of hopefully bringing this back, and not just being a hate fest on people that are haters.
Yeah.
But you need to surround yourself with people that can encourage you and be like, bro, I know this is your dream. Mm-hmm. We're going to get here together,
mm-hmm,
and I'm going to help you get there.
Yep.
Like, and we're like, the come up is a corporate thing, not just an individual thing. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing to see like when people and ecosystems of entrepreneurism and different, you know, different companies, different people come up together. It happens together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Silicon Valley exists because there was a group of people that started this revolution, mm-hmm, there for a reason. It's not because they're just because IBM was there.
Yeah.
In Atlanta, there's like these like, if you walk into Atlanta and Ponce City Market, there's this place called Citizen Supply, owned by this great guy, Phil. There's like 6 or 7 brands in there. They're all best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because they all were like just like helping each other out. They all just pushed each other to be better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they all have national brands now that are recognized across the United States, because they all just, oh, he can do it, I can do it.
Yeah.
That's what accountability is. Surround yourself with people who are better than you at what you're trying to do, and tell them, hey, I want you to make sure that like I, like, ride your coattails to the end of this thing, because you're better than me at this. Yep. And admit it. And genuinely, people are like, come on, let's do this.
Yeah, man. It's wild. It's the phenomenon's happening all around us. That's why we have this show, and that's why we continue to have plenty of material. People want to pretend as if they're looking for accountability. They're pretending that they're being transparent. They're pretending that they're not stalkers and they're not crazy and that they're not putting GPSs on their girlfriend's cars. It's a lot of stuff happening that I don't, where are we going as a people? You know what I'm saying? The more we advance, you know, the turnover of the technology, the things that used to take 20 years take 2 weeks now. You know what I mean? And stuff is happening. But for some reason, human society is taking a step back into things that are just basic, things that make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Having real people in your life. Not doing things that complicate your life so that you can accomplish the goals that you want. Being in debt, having kids at the wrong time. Again, yes, things can happen. You know what I mean? If God wants to put a baby in your bun, he's going to put a bun in your oven. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Whatever that looks like.
Absolutely.
Right? But at the same time, if you're practicing to fail, i.e. just going in there raw dogging and doing what you do, a baby will come. You know what I'm saying? That's just the law of how these things work.
1 + 1 always equals 2 eventually.
That's it, bro. That's the way it works. And in this case, situation, it'll be 3. You know what I'm saying? 1 + 1 will equal 3. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, I can go on and on about the things that people do that put themselves in a position to fail. But you get the vibe, you know.
Yep.
Don't do stuff that prevents you from being great. And I mean, maybe we should have a 10 list of that one day, so that, you know, or whatever, 20, 50, whatever that list will look like, because apparently people are doing these things. But we have to have real life interactions with people. We got to be able to touch people, talk to people, cry on somebody's shoulders, get a hug when you need it, and not run to 140 characters or unlimited if it's on Facebook to pretend as if you have connections with people and hope that somebody will respond to your comments or just see what you're putting in, want to date you. You know what I mean? Like, whatever the intrinsic reasons why people are doing these things, you know, the motivations, they're all, you know, it's different depending on the person, but I think it all boils down to lack of courage, not having real friends, not wanting real accountability, not being authentically transparent, and low self-esteem, mm-hmm. you know? Or sometimes it might be narcissism or too much self-esteem where you just like, yo, everybody cares about what I'm saying, so let me say these things and somebody will, their life will be better because I'm being transparent and I need somebody to make sure that I accomplish said goal or whatever.
Let me bless the world with my universal knowledge myself.
Of myself.
Nah, dude.
Stop it. Nobody believes.
We all have like bits and pieces.
Yep.
And we're that's the key, right? Yeah. Is like we all have bits and pieces to just kind of fit together and figure out communally how we do this thing that is called life and how we all don't let ourselves settle, because I think ultimately that's the thing that is the universal, you know, theme of humanity is we will settle if it is possible for us. Yep. We're not in danger of. What's the saying? So one of the guys that mentors me is a great guy, Kevin Paul Scott. And he says, we're not in danger of ruining our lives. We're in danger of wasting our lives.
Don't waste your life.
And it's just like, man, it's so true. Like mm-hmm. we all make these decisions based off of safety and convenience. Mm-hmm. And yet in reality, the closest thing that we are to doing is ruining our lives simply because not surrounding ourselves by the right people.
Yeah. We got to be great. And one way to be great is to not be a creeper. One way to be great is to not have fake accountability. One way to be great is to make sure that your circle of elephants, have we talked about circle of elephants? Just people around you that are encouraging you, that are helping you, that are putting you in the right direction, actually know what the hell they're talking about.
Yes.
You know, and can motivate you and know you personally enough. There's nothing worse than seeking counsel on somebody that has no idea of who you are, what's going on, mm-hmm. and just give you random stuff that just sounds good, give you all the quotes, give you all the tweetables, retweetables, give you all the, hashtag sayings or whatever. And it's just like that I can't apply any of this because it has nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't know, man. I'm at a loss, man, for this, I don't know, generation, world, whatever we got going on, man. But it's bad out here, bro. Like, I was excited, but then I just got real sad. Like, man, like, folks out here setting themselves up, man, thinking that what they got going on, needing to save face, needing to gain some type of, what's the word? Not notoriety, but some sense of self by putting these things out in the universe, i.e. social media, that are meaningless and empty.
Yep.
And it's not going, you're not going to win in the end.
Nope, you're not. Yeah. Well, I think at the end of the day, there's one thing we need to walk away with.
Yeah.
Stop wearing compression pants in the gym.
Hey, man, that's it, man. Keep your nuts to yourself. That's it. If there's nothing better, you might as well be walking around in a jock strap, bro. Just a cup, butt cheeks hanging out, man. Because it's
the same damn thing.
It's the same thing, man. You just might be a tad bit warmer in the compression shorts. But outside of that, no man should have all that power. You shouldn't be out there like that, man.
I don't need to see your reptile scale, Nike, combat.
Nah, man.
I just don't need to see it.
Nah, man. So be great, guys. If you're listening to the show, we want you to not wear compression shorts in the gym. We don't want you putting GPSs on your ex-girlfriends. We don't want you having fake accountability. We want you to have real people in your life that can give you some real talk and help you be a real man. And if you continue to do dumb stuff and I find out about it, I will bash you on this show because that's what we do here.
And if you come at us on Twitter with some some bullshit, we're going to tell you it's bullshit.
I enjoy it. I enjoy the banter. I just want people to know that, hey, man, I want to empower men. And if that means
telling you it's bullshit,
that's what we'll just have to do. All right. Well, I'm John Parker. This is Don't Do That, Bro. You can find me on the webs, SEEJONROAR. Hit me up, man. Tweet me. Let's have some more conversations.
Yeah, man. I'm Dan Duncan. Sorry, we kind of went on a little rant there.
The indie just got real, real.
It was soapbox.
Yeah.
I had some real conversations today that I think probably motivated this, but hopefully it was good for you.
Yeah.
And if it was, rate us on iTunes.
Yep.
Tell your friends about us, and don't wear compression shorts.
Yeah, and if you're married, have all the sex and have all the babies, but, you know, proceed at your own risk. I got the keys. Niggas always asking me to key. Till you own, you can't be free. Till you own, you can't be me. How we still slaves in 2016.